CliffCentral.com. Good morning, everybody. Yes. The 18th. Damn.
I think it's seven sleeps.
This time next week. Exactly, yeah. The way I figure it in my head, I can't calculate.
I think it's seven sleeps.
Hang on, wait. You know what? I think it's seven sleeps. Hold on. It's seven sleeps.
How many years has it been and our maths has still not improved? No,
it's never going to improve. How many sleeps do you think it is, Sia?
No, Christmas is next Tuesday. Next Wednesday. No, next Wednesday, exactly seven sleeps from now.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Yes, wow. That's when he comes.
Yes. No, that's when he's born, Leanne.
Yes. Oh. Exciting.
No, you missed that one.
I'm having my ball cancer tested today. Well, prostate cancer.
So, what does that entail?
Well, they used to have to put the finger up your asshole, but they don't have to do that anymore.
I think they still do.
They can still do that, but now they can do a blood test as well. It'll tell you immediately.
So if they find something in your blood, given the results that they give you a little later, then you, in some cases, they
you
do
might
have to
go for the finger
to do the
well.
Rectal exam.
Because I've never had that.
Not
in a hurry.
Men over the age of 40.
I know, I'm there. I've got to do it.
Have you had to fall into that... a new phase of having things checked and done?
I'm not paranoid. Like, there are those people who go for tests of everything every 2 months and their lives are just full of paranoia and anxiety.
Some would call it precautionary moves.
Like, every time I get like a pain or anything, I think, oh God, it's definitely death. but that only when things go wrong. If I'm healthy and I'm feeling mostly good, it doesn't bother me. I don't think about that stuff at all, which is, I think, probably the healthy way to go.
Mm. You know? I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Well, you don't know. Please. I know perfectly healthy people who end up with something. So I like the idea. I mean, that's nice of you to say, but there's no way to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
No way whatsoever.
I don't really...
Uh-oh. Go See, on. Say what's on your mind.
If I were to have some sort of a terminal illness, there's something in the back of my head that says it won't be something ordinary. It won't be cancer.
What do you mean?
It won't be...
some worm from some sushi that you ate or...
given
some
the
flesh-eating
way
virus.
The world sometimes deals with me and my life, I'll probably have...
it'll be a flesh-eating virus.
Horrible something, yes.
It will be. That's what it'll be.
Or like you'll fall off a Ferris wheel.
Just something disturbingly bad.
Have you ever thought of how you would like to die? Just out of interest.
Oh my God. No, really,
I don't
want to
go down that road.
I just want to fall asleep and not wake up.
I think I'll have something where you can't buy a Hallmark card for.
Really?
Like there's no greeting card.
I like what Leanne just said now. It's like fall asleep and just not wake up. That's the best way. But I don't want... let's not be depressing, please. I mean, people are trying to enjoy their holiday. You know, they're trying to get into the weekend. Why must we fuck that up by being miserable?
Well, taking tests
also,
like this will make sure you don't have bad...
there it is.
But also, I think the whole lesson here is that cancer is not a death sentence. You can survive it.
Mm. That's not why. This got so fun. Suddenly it's about death sentences.
I was trying to bring it back. I was trying to bring it back.
Yeah, that is actually good of you, Leanne. Yeah, you brought it to
a
higher ground.
But I didn't want to even go down this whole depressing road. What I wanted to say was that I'm going to have this prostate cancer check, which they can do, apparently. They can do it with a blood test, a simple blood test that anyone could and should do to figure out whether or not they are predisposed, prone, maybe something going on.
I've actually never known this about you, but are you iffy with needles or anything?
Yeah, I'm not great with needles. I'll admit that right up front. I'm really not too good at that stuff.
Ana.
Yeah, but it, you know what? It's okay. I mean, I'm not a complete pussy about it, but I don't love needles.
Okay.
Do you love needles?
I don't know
anyone who goes, yes, me, I love them.
Well, surprisingly, I'm not really fazed by it because I've had a couple of tattoos. And that is like a needle going straight into you for...
But there's a whole lot more benefits.
An hour. No, but you know, it still is a thing. And I guess like an HIV test is just a tiny little prick, so it doesn't really matter much. And I have my blood drawn out because I am a bit of a hypochondriac. Sign me up for any test.
No, you don't say. You a bit of a hypochondriac? No.
Sign me up for any test to check anything.
Like doing that, huh?
I steer on the safe side.
So now, Gareth, push comes to shove, finger or needle for you?
No, well, it's obviously.
Is that even a question?
Yeah, it's not. There's not much to discuss there. Well, definitely going for definitely going for the needle.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, come on, what's much more invasive? One is way more invasive than the other.
Well, some people hate needles.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, of course I hate needles, but are you giving me as an alternative? Yeah, no.
Needle it is over the finger. All right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, folks. So, Leanne, I know you say you're unfazed by this, but have you spotted maybe in your community how more and more cameras or tracking poles are popping up in your corner?
Yeah.
I found myself involved in like my street gossip circle.
What do you mean?
When a new poll was put up yesterday by one of these car tracking companies.
Oh, I thought you meant a poll as in like how many times did you...
Oh, no. Okay. But it's an actual physical poll on...
Yeah, and it's got like six cameras on it.
Yeah, it looks very similar to like a street poll.
Okay.
But when you start seeing that many cameras, at first I used to think, I used to have your stance, Leanne.
Mm.
But when I saw it literally right outside my gate, I stood there yesterday with security, with some people from the complex, and we were now going, what do you think they want from us? What do you think is happening?
Hang on, do you mean it's like a cell phone tower? Or
no, it's the Vuma cams.
It's from one of these car tracking companies.
They look like little UFOs, they've got five or six cameras pointing off of it.
Yeah, it looks very intimidating.
And so they're watching you in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
They're just watching the criminals.
It's called Vuma cam.
That's how it starts, I think.
Well, I think it's because it's sponsored.
And you know when something is now in your frame of thought, like when it's top of mind, you start seeing it everywhere.
Yeah. Yes.
So I had to drive out yesterday as well. I was seeing them everywhere.
And they're watching
you. I actually counted on my way to work as well. I spotted four just on my, 12-minute commute here.
No.
It's a little unsettling.
They're not watching you, Sia. They're watching the criminals. Unless you've got something to hide. Do you really think they're going to go, Sia went to the fruit and flower shop at 11?
The fruit and flower shop? Leanne, what are you trying to say about me?
He went down to the haberdashery.
He was at the haberdashery.
Arthur Bale's wool shop in London.
No, I don't think they're looking for me like that. But if they wanted to, they could.
And what would they find?
Nothing.
Arthur Bale wool shop at London. So
just before you go into the candlestick maker.
I hope you guys are right.
Yankee candle.
I hope you're right. Because already in the streets...
hilarious.
Already in the streets around my place, we have one of those closed-off roads, a couple of those closed-off roads, so you can only use them in certain times of the day. And then they're also, for me, a little too much security. And then it involves the signing in, and then it involves some cameras and the boom gates. I just think it's a little unsettling. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you, what are you hiding?
You'll be very grateful if someone goes inside your house and steals all your embroidery and candles.
Leanne, I am 24.
Embroidery.
I am not 68.
Oh, so great. His embroidery.
I don't even think I own anything that's embroidered. And I'm proud to actually say that.
You're lying, Sia.
No.
We've discovered what it really is. It's all about embroidery and candles with you.
He's got an underground sewing club. It's
no, I have a lot of monogrammed things, but nothing embroidered, no.
God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm just putting it out there. It's a little unsettling. Word to the wise. I'm putting that out there.
Oh, Vumatel, keep doing your thing.
So what are these cameras looking for? Are they security cameras?
Yeah, yeah. They're criminals.
But the problem is it's most likely going to be after the fact that they're coming to use.
Got you.
But I suppose it is preventative in a way because hopefully the criminals are as scared as Sia of these cameras.
To my understanding, since it's also a car tracking company who was putting this particular one up and a couple that I've seen since, it makes sense to have these up to be able to easily find your car. So should you have your car stolen from you, you go into your app or you go into the website of whatever company you're with and they're able to spot it using the cameras and they can actually also like find it in real time. I don't know. But as if your app wasn't enough, now that I think about it. See, creepy.
Now you're starting to get worried. Well, here's a message that I think many people are thinking. $1 million guess. No gourd coming in today. Wow, I'm good. Morning, Bulelo, Sia and Miss Moll. Yes, that is correct. So well done on that front, Mfundo. And you know what? For a lot of people who want to play that guessing game, gourd will only be back in the new year. So you carry on playing, but at your own risk.
Stop counting.
Yes, you're going to hurt yourself. It's going to go badly for you. That's all I can say.
Is it even much of a game at this point? Man.
Well, you know, Gord has always got a million things going on, and I'm not going to reason why or why not and where exactly his head is at and blah, blah, blah. It's none of my business. He's busy, and clearly he's also going on holiday now, and Gord can only do one thing at a time, so he's on holiday now. Right?
Holiday and only holiday.
That's what he can do. That's his maximum. Camera in South Africa. Apparently the cameras are okay. I was watching a documentary on China and they have facial recognition. They shame people for breaking the law, put their pictures on digital screens, and they give out immediate fines via WeChat if they spot you. It's quite impressive. We need something like that in South Africa. No, we bloody don't. Are you insane?
We're basically Australia now.
Yeah, and then you end up in a situation where suddenly you find there are people watching you.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I got no privacy.
Right?
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah, before you know it, you're London. Nanny state personified. More cameras in London than any other major city.
Yeah.
Wow, imagine that. Where was that? Was that China where you get instant fines WeChat?
That's what I just said.
No, I was just reiterating where it was exactly. That is efficiency. That is also.
I don't want that. I'm sorry. I don't like it. Because the minute that starts happening, you imagine if there's a government that doesn't like some people and it likes others. And I mean, this is not so far-fetched.
Well, it likes law-abiding people.
See, yeah.
that's what the government likes.
That is a very strict category, and in this country law abiding could mean all kinds of things. I don't want this. Do you want this government to be making those decisions?
Because I certainly don't.
I don't. This government, the one same one that runs Eskom so well. Yeah, say no more.
Well, Sia, to comfort you, in the slums of Johannesburg looks like Vumatel will be putting up 1500 cc
1,500
in Joburg, Suburbia. No, 15,000.
15,000.
Yeah, 15,000. And 99,000. As I'm sure Lozi would say. 15,000.
15,000.
And I'm sure Lozi.
If it's used properly and it really benefits us all, then I'm all for it. The last thing you want, I'm not a naysayer or cynical, but the last thing you want in this country is when you go and you lodge a complaint or you go and open up some sort of file with the police and you ask them to look at these cameras. They're like, sir, system down, system offline.
Exactly what's going to happen.
You see?
Yeah.
But then meanwhile, someone sitting at the Google headquarters wants to see what, you know, people in the hub of South Africa's economy are doing. and they're able to tap into something like that.
Mm-mm. I don't like this one little bit. I don't like any of it.
I don't need to say it, but I'll just say it. I don't have a problem with it.
No, of course you don't. You don't mind. You've said already, you've made it very clear that your point of view on this is, go ahead, spy on me, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but Gareth, most people in this world are, what, eating Doritos and watching Oprah? Like, that's what...
There's a difference. All
they're gonna get. I'm pampering my feet.
No, there's a difference, though. A couple of months ago on this show, we covered the story of, what's his name, Alex Rodriguez, who...
he had an apartment in New York.
Minding his own business.
And opposite him, in one of the buildings opposite, there were people who were taking pictures of him getting out of the bathroom and, like, getting out of the shower and walking around with this junk hanging out. I mean, like...
Are you talking about former New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez?
Yes.
A-Rod. A-Rod is a historic figure. See, I love you. Okay. You're a great guy. Oh. You and I... Mm. I mean, if we fell off the face of the planet tomorrow, I think A-Rod's a little more important. He said history along with Derek Jeter, if you're into baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a little...
Yes.
He's maybe Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Please, let's say that properly. Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer... Jennifer Lopez.
If you want to go with that, sure.
Some people are more important than others. I would rather see A-Rod and what he's doing. I would imagine most ladies and some guys would want to see A-Rod rather than me. I don't matter. Put the cameras up. Let's try and catch some of these guys in South Africa.
Ooh, it's unsettling.
Yeah. It's okay. They'll be broken soon and then they'll say,
I'm going to say it again.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
That's beautiful, Leanne. Do it again for us in your voice.
Somebody's watching me.
That's so nice.
Like, there are definitely things that I don't mind when it comes to what systems track. Because I think, like, if it's nice and efficient in that way, it's nice and efficient. Like, I was using my Uber Eats app the other day, and it now can tell when I'm at the office versus when I'm at home.
Right.
It auto-uploads my details in that way. Cause
you find that handy, right?
Yeah.
Then you're in Leanne's camp, where she's like, ah, so what? If technology can help me and it can make my life better, you know?
Well, for something like that, I find it nice and convenient.
Here it comes.
I love this. Rockwell, who did this song, is Berry Gordy's son.
Ah, yes.
And you know what Berry Gordy did? He said to Michael Jackson and to Jermaine, who both sing in the track, it's like, you N-word, you N are going, you're going to sing this song for my son. Because I've written goddamned every song you got. Produced them, and so this is Berry Gordy's son, right? Kenny or Kennedy William Gordy. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel. There he is, Michael. Michael, sing, Michael! Come on, Michael! So it actually did really well, this song. Obviously, because of Michael, right?
Yeah, but that was Black Michael before he became a white woman.
Let's not go down.
But you know, his paternal half sister is an actress, Rhonda Ross Kendrick, who's the eldest daughter of Diana Ross.
Oh, yes.
Also related to the group LMFAO through his half brother Redfoo. How's that? Who's the son of Berry Gordy and Nancy Leviska.
I still think Berry Gordy's not proud of that.
You don't think so?
The Everyday I'm Shuffling guys, after he put together Motown.
He was arrested last year in Hollywood for allegedly beating a female associate with a chair at the Magic Castle Hotel.
What?
Yeah.
And it wasn't a WWE event.
No.
Wow.
And she had a broken arm. She claimed like $30,000 from him. Jeez. Pretty hectic.
A lot of keyboard in this song, hey?
It's a huge keyboard song, yeah.
And a lot of shoulder pads.
Hell yes. That was the staple of the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Shame. Hey, he's trying to sing his song.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. Mm-hmm.
Love it. So we got
So the crazy runs through all of them, hey Gareth?
What do you mean?
I mean, the guy's beating a lady with a chair. What kind of monsters?
Oh, that's fairly standard.
Don't advocate that.
I'm not advocating it, but it is.
It's
not
there.
Even a big deal.
It's happening.
I do like this song.
We forget how great Michael Jackson was.
Oh, what a singer. You know, it's such an unfortunate thing. Like, I know people get pissed off when I say this, but I wish I'd given him whatever he wanted and just had a doctor who didn't give him the drugs he wanted, and we would have been fine. I mean, you know how many good songs we've missed out on?
I don't know. I just feel like he'd had enough, eh?
What is going on? Where's that noise coming from?
Oh, it was me.
What were you doing?
Oh, for once, I'll actually own up to a boo-boo.
What was going on over there?
It's one of my tabs.
Oh, you got your tabs up.
Well, whatever he wants was literally a lot of kids.
Gareth, your favorite city in the world has these cameras littered everywhere and have been there for years. What do you mean, like New York? Yeah, I know that. Doesn't make me happy, but then I don't live there. That's from Taryn. Do you really think the cameras are just for tracking cars? That's the spin. It's Big Brother personified.
Ha!
See?
And I'm not crazy, folks.
The moment you get an Uber account, it's the very same thing. Sia, you can't celebrate them knowing where you are. Essentially, it's data collection, right? People are worried they know where I am. Like, it's too late.
They're
now
interested in the bigger picture.
It's
too
late.
Not
now.
Just you.
If you have a Google account, I mean, your Google, if you're on Google, right, and you've got an email address, they say, you've got 15 minutes to work. They know where you are all the time. Well, you got a cell phone.
And it's not even
worth it. You're either hiding something that you currently do, or you're scared that you might do something in future and get caught.
I'm scared of...
That's a good point.
What if...
You're probably in glorious gowns and you've got like cucumbers over your eyelids by 6 o'clock when you get home.
What if I am on my balcony at a point?
You've been watching him?
He's watching me.
Definitely watching.
I actually work for Vumatel.
That's how he knows. What if I'm just casually and innocently on my balcony in one of my robes and then like the wind catches the little bottom of my robe and then like, you know, I have a Marilyn Monroe moment.
And we see your torty.
Please don't call it that. Please dignify my genitalia.
Don't call it that, he says.
Jesus. I am not 3 years old. What is that? Do you know how degrading that is? Yeah, even that is too much for me. And then what if I have like someone like I'm secretly hooking up with?
A secret?
Yeah. We've also discussed the concept of secret sex here on the show.
Yeah, many times.
Mm. You see, these are superficial reasons, but they're important to me.
All right. And is the concern salacious? Like they might have a partner. What is your concern?
No, but they just might be nasty.
Oh, nasty. They might be nasty.
See, are you nasty?
I love that. That's my favorite term for someone who's ugly or you're nest.
Woo! Yeah, there's some people.
I'm with Leanne though. Like, if you don't have anything to hide, who gives a shit, really? You know?
Okay. Wait until they're right outside your house.
Listen, I know. It's not. I'm not comfortable with this. Don't get me wrong. Don't read this the wrong way. I don't like the idea of government spying on anybody, right? I don't like the idea of government knowing what anyone's up to, not just government, but even private companies.
Mm.
But we kind of all are already down that rabbit hole. There's no way out now. That whether you like it or not, there is someone watching you every day of the week and twice on Sundays, and there's actually nothing you can do about it. There's zero you can do. So just accept this is the world you live in. And if you like technology and you enjoy all of the benefits of having technology, like, you know, Google and Facebook and face recognition, and it can tell you how far you are from work and whatever else it is that it does.
Mm.
Just own it. Like, that's what you got. That's one of the benefits of being alive in this year, in this day, in this age. So just lap it up.
Look, it is also a very final superficial example, but my siblings and I are on a... tracking app for safety.
Oh yes, so you all know where each other.
You're always watching.
So yeah, like heaven forbid.
I can't help it. I mean, right.
Heaven forbid if I were to get into an accident and, you know, I'm passed out. Sure. Maybe like I end up in a ditch and no one can find me. But at least they can use the tracking app.
Why is it always a ditch? I'm always curious about that. Why is it a ditch?
Because it's a possibility. But the point is...
No. I'm just wondering. Like, no one... How often do people end up in a ditch? I drove past... Oh, my God. I drove past a dead body yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Let's get into that.
Yes, I did.
Tell me everything.
So I was on the highway, and then suddenly everything, it must have just happened at Sam Rand, and everything just slowed down, and they hadn't even covered the thing up in the foil that they usually
use. It's a
Well, it's a person, but it's also just a dead body, so.
It's true.
That's not what, nice.
So maybe like a pedestrian thing.
Yeah, it wasn't nice to see.
I saw one in Cape Town once.
You're also saying a thing.
I saw one in Cape Town once, and this guy must have literally just... dropped dead. He wasn't near the street.
Ugh.
And there wasn't any blood. It might have been a stroke or a heart attack, but he had just dropped dead. And he was also uncovered for a long time. I still went around the block because I had to drop someone off, and he was still there.
Oh boy, that's horrible.
It's no dignity in that.
Ugh. That's so shitty.
I'd be more worried about my body lying out for people to see than I would cameras watching my live body.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of
odd. You're dead at that point.
Yeah, what do you care?
Dignity in death, you say, Leah?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, the point I was getting at lastly is the fact that my sisters in town now use the app to sometimes just find out if I'm home. So they call like, hey, are you home? But I know. They've opened up my app. They've seen it. So now they conveniently just happen to be
helpful,
in the area.
Like, no. If I see my brothers at work, I'd be less likely to place a personal call.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have all those siblings.
Can I just say
I don't want anyone tracking me. Just for the record, don't track me, all right? I don't want you to be being worried about my safety. Just get on with your own life.
The bachelor in me is super anxious as you're saying this, because what's the logical conclusion now? Oh, girlfriends want to get on a tracking app. Oh, put a noose around my neck. No.
Thank you very much.
No. You see, you are people who really have
things to hide. Wind it back.
No, it's not things to hide. No, but let me tell you something. You open up a can of worms like that and you have admin for the rest of your life.
Oh, my gracious.
Jesus, the minute someone can track... Hey, you were at the shops for an extra 5 minutes today. What the hell's going on at the shops? Is there a hot shopkeeper there?
That's exactly like, where it goes, yeah.
Are you insane? It's a hot shopkeeper I went to buy bread.
And that's the voice as well.
Who's that person that you were talking to at the shops for 45
I wonder
minutes?
How many people have now approached these companies and
said... You said you were going to the gym.
Can
but
I please see your footage?
Yeah.
I have a suspiciously active husband.
Yeah,
I was reading a couple of months ago that now divorce attorneys are using more and more online data to substantiate fighting for their clients.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Catch the motherfuckers. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Really. Had enough of that.
So I can justify why I want, more like a half a million more in our divorce settlement because, well, I can prove that on this day you booked at a hotel and at this day you stayed longer at the office, which only adds up to.
They keep all of that information, right? So it's all there. It's there for everyone to see.
That's scary. Just don't get married. It's too risky.
Well,
it's too risky.
I don't think that's
the
solution.
But my wife's not tracking me and going to a hotel.
Let's just be clear, Bulelo does not have a wife.
Jeepers creepers, what world are we? Worried.
Oh, the good old days when you could just, fornicate
what
without
to
getting
trust
caught.
People?
Sounds like you're going to
spread
say that.
Your seed.
Oh, yeah.
Fornicate.
Oh, damn, the good old days.
What?
Bring on some fornication. That's the
now
way.
I'm actually not surprised why you're single.
That's what we like, some fornication, yeah. Beautiful.
Guys, they actually aren't... There's no one in a relationship on this show.
I don't know. It just tells you something about the show.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, but you got to be up at 4 in the morning. Who wants to be up with anyone that's up at 4 in the morning?
No,
to
it's
go to
horrible.
Work
no one wants
even
to
the people
be
who
us.
Pop in once a week.
No one,
no
wants,
one, is
no one wants to be with us. No, it's the truth. I'm telling you. And probably the same for most of our listeners.
I always feel like nobody's watching me.
Here we are. Here we are all paranoid. Somebody's watching us and nobody gives a shit.
Nobody's like, watching
what?
Me.
I don't care about you people.
Excuse me, I need to go and cry in the corner.
All right, we got to get to the five things you need to know today. Do you want to know what's going on, or should we just leave it alone? Because, I mean, it is the holidays. I'm more than happy to ignore the news if you don't want to do it.
Depends on what it is.
That's one of the things I'm looking forward to over the break, is not having to keep up with current affairs.
I know, it's such a drag. All right, let's do it. This is just...
we have to do it now.
The five things you need to know. All right. So, first of all, this doctor story, actually Leanne asked me about it this morning. Mm. Shiraz Mohammed could be... Oh, no, this is a different story. Sorry, that's the we'll get to the doctor story in a second. This is the guy who was a photographer.
Yes.
He was captured in Syria. And apparently he's arrived in Turkey and could be coming home soon. He escaped from his captors in Syria.
Woo.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Jeez. It's very good news. He was abducted in January 2017 while in Syria to photograph and report on the suffering of the Syrian people. He's been there 2 years in Syria.
Mm.
Can you imagine how he's just looking for a shower and a
Oh, and his mom meal. Is just beyond excited to see him.
Details around the escape are still unclear, but Gift of the Givers, Imtiaz Suleiman, says he was contacted on Saturday by people who helped Mohammed.
Mm-hmm.
Not good news.
That's unbelievable.
You want to hear from him? Listen to this. Here he's talking about the story. All right.
Could be coming home soon. The South African photographer has apparently escaped from his captors in Syria. Mohammed was abducted back in January of 2017 while in Syria to photograph and report on the suffering of the Syrian people. Details around his escape are still unclear. But Gift of the Givers, Imtiaz Suleiman, joins us now from our Durban studios with an update. Thank you so much, Imtiaz, and welcome to the rundown. Let's firstly just clear up, you know, some of the uncertainty around Shiraz Mohammed. Did he escape or was he freed?
Good afternoon, Tumelo. He escaped. We got a call on Saturday afternoon from people who found Shiraz in inverted commas. And they said, look, we have this guy Shiraz Mohammed with us. We know that you guys were involved in the case. So we said, yes, that's true, but we're not involved anymore. But by the way, how did you get him? So they said, he escaped. They gave us full details of where he went, how he went through the gullies, the back roads, how he avoided the main roads, how he landed up in the area. I can't give you the details of those areas for certain reasons. And he said, look, we found him and we decided we wanted to help him because we were very aware of him disappearing in Syria and because of the high publicity we had created around his disappearance since January 2017. Mm. And then I said, okay, if you don't mind, although we're not involved, we need to confirm that you indeed do have Shiraz and not somebody else.
Right.
Because many people have been taken hostage in Syria and we need to pass it on to his family. And immediately they sent us a picture to say, this is the picture. And we said, yes, this is Shiraz Mohammed.
You imagine how thrilled that mom is, huh?
Okay,
like any mother whose kid goes missing. And I mean, even if he's an adult and he's a photographer and he's going into war zones. But I'll tell you something. This is just proof again. I've always said, don't go to Syria. Mm. You don't need to be there. There's no good reason I can think of that you should ever have to be in Syria. Take photographs of other things, beehives and bullshit like that. Don't go to Syria. Right, Sia? You don't need to be in a dangerous place like that.
I know this might not be the most appropriate thing to bring up since we're in the thick of the story.
Mm-hmm.
There is a part of me, though, that just can't help thinking about the fact that the more we talk about the story, the more we give it attention, the more his captors are going to keep him and are enjoying
but
the...
But they're not... He's escaped.
Well, thankfully now, but you never know as well.
What are you talking about?
You know, a couple of months ago...
Explain this. Use your words.
A couple of months ago, the last time we mentioned this story was around the possible ransom amount that was released for him.
Right.
And, you know, captors would know something like this. They're, you know, if it was just Joe Soap, if it was just me and they tried to contact my parents and say, you know, give us 10 million rands, my parents, I know, would be like, oh, sorry, yeah, deuces, don't have that money, bye-bye. But now the fact that
they wouldn't even try to rescue you.
Oh, my parents have had good innings with me.
It's you and Jesus,
they've got
baby.
A lot of children.
Yeah, they've three more.
They've got others, yeah.
They know I'm not going to continue the family name. So yeah, 24 years, good innings. But I think the fact that we continue talking about it, the whole country is watching the story. They know, the possible captors, that they're onto something good here. There's attention around it. So there's this tiny part of me that says, ooh, talking about it, shining more of a light on it is just also not doing the best for the context. You know, we are dealing with megalomaniacs, but anyway,
right, well, so
I'm trying to also.
So, in Sia's opinion, don't rescue this guy.
No, I didn't say that.
In summary,
she says, don't worry about this dude. Don't rescue him.
The point I'm trying to make is I wish we had better intelligence in this country that was probably already planted in Syria trying to help the dude out of there. I listened to an interview the other day of Hillary Clinton on Howard Stern chatting around how the US planned to kill Osama bin Laden. Whoa, it was intense.
What did crooked Hillary say? No,
the way she detailed how, you know, everyone was in the Situation Room and was a whole table of people who all gave...
You can see those pictures, though. Whew. You can see those pics. All right. Herman Mashaba says he's ready to return as Joburg mayor if South Africans want him to. Yeah, I think we've tried. I think, Herman, you shot your bolt on this one. No one really cares.
Anyone want him to?
No, he says, MS the Grand.
He says if we want him, he can come back. He's got nothing else to do. He says those who want him back in the position, if they share the same values as him, a political movement will be formed next year to contest. It's too late. Like, you got to strike in politics while the iron's hot, dude. The former mayor launched the People's Dialogue, a platform which he said was to engage South Africans about challenges facing the country. Mashaba, of course, resigned from the DA in October, saying he couldn't reconcile himself with a party that he did not think he could be a part of. Race doesn't matter to them when talking about disadvantaged people. So he says, I'm out of there. When Mashaba and former DA leader Musi Maimane started the People's Dialogue, many knew it was a prelude to a political party. Mashaba said he would compile a report following conversations with ordinary South Africans. Everybody who says they talk to ordinary people, I'm very suspicious of that, because ordinary people don't have a lot to say.
And where is he going to meet ordinary people? Please. He's rich.
The rich man.
Come on. No. We're good. You'd never get back with your ex-wife, guys.
All right. Pope Francis on Tuesday announced sweeping changes to the way that the Roman Catholic Church deals with cases of sexual abuse. Abolishing the rule of pontifical secrecy that previously covered them. Advocates for the victims of a sex abuse scandal that has rocked the church for nearly two decades applauded the move as being long overdue. Two documents issued by the Pope practices that have been in place in some countries, particularly the US, such as reporting suspicion of sex abuse to civil authorities when required by law. But obviously, how should you be immune from that if you're a priest? Why make a rule for... Why ever even have a rule like that for a priest?
Unless they're going to give me all the pedophiles they've got in the Vatican that they're hiding.
Right.
This is bollocks.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
So apparently the lifting of pontifical secrecy in sex abuse investigations is a key demand by church leaders at a summit on sexual abuse held at the Vatican in February. They argued that secrecy in cases of sexual abuse of minors was outdated. Some church officials are hiding behind it as a means of getting away instead of cooperating with authorities. Well, you're bloody right they are, and they shouldn't be allowed to.
How undignified. The fact that they have to...
Have a conference on sex abuse because there's so many people fucking children.
Yeah.
What's the agenda at
so
that conference?
It's so gross. But that's what it is. It's so many old, gross men having sex with children.
Mm.
You know, people say minor abuse, sexual abuse of minors, pedophilia. They use these terms which almost make it sound, it's one of those things. It's disgusting.
Mm.
It's beyond it.
Man, that Catholic Church is so disgusting.
Like, they've been doing it so long that they actually have to have a conference to change the behavior. That's how gross it is.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, here's another story that you might be interested in. This one comes from... Hong Kong. An international advocacy group has accused Apple, Google, Microsoft, Dell, and Tesla of knowingly benefiting from the use of young children to mine cobalt in the DRC.
Jeez.
So you need cobalt to make some of these electrical components, yeah. Right? I wish they'd put old Greta Thunberg to work in one of those mines.
Oh, my God.
Then she'd have a reason to bitch and moan. You have taken away my childhood, and you've ruined my future, and now I'm in a cobalt mine working my arse off. Did you see that story about her, by the way?
Which one?
This is quite interesting.
She's always in the news. What now?
So she was on a train in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read the story.
Was it a coal train?
Yeah. So climate campaigner Greta Thunberg has been taken away, has been taken to task by the German railway after tweeting a photo of herself sitting on the floor of a train surrounded by lots of bags.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The 16-year-old Swedish activist drew sympathy after posting the image with a comment that she was traveling through the country on overcrowded trains on her way from the UN Climate Change Conference in Madrid. Responding, rail operator Deutsche Bahn said they were pleased to have her aboard their eco-friendly train and welcomed her support in the fight against climate change. But the company pointedly added, "It would have been even nicer, Greta, if you had reported how friendly and competent you were looked after by our team at your seat in first class."
Nailed.
So she was going for the sympathy and basically a crook, making it all up.
She pulled a hem in my shower, do she?
Right.
Look, we already shared it on our WhatsApp group here, but it was I found the joke made on The Daily Show really funny about Greta and being Person of the Year, because her being, paraphrasing here, her being Time Magazine's Person of the Year just means that they had to cut down millions of trees.
Yeah, I know. And she's
and
upset about
that.
Print
her face on them and then ship them and fly them all around the world.
Here's the problem. You criticize her, people go, oh, you're being mean to a child. But she's got shitty ideas. And now I can't criticize her because she's a child. Well, that's why you used her in the first place, you climate nutcases. Right?
Absolutely.
Because they knew that if I criticized her, they could say, oh, Gareth's being mean to children.
Listen, if you're going to come into the public platform about serious issues,
right?
Well, let's treat her like...
I'm going to treat you like a serious issue.
There is no age. Once you step into the arena, you're in the gladiator arena, it's game time now. You don't get kiddie gloves. If you want to talk about climate change, which is serious science, that's not for Susie on Facebook who, oh, no, vaccines. This is big boy science.
You want to step now into... You see, we've gone down this Greta Thunberg trap now. You see how she traps you?
Yeah, that's exactly...
She's using her evil... Scandinavian ways to keep us telling you.
It's a Viking voodoo.
Okay, right,
I'm not
other news.
Go with that.
Other news. We've got to move on. So apparently these cobalt mines are where the kids are. This is what the kids are doing these days, Leanne, to keep busy.
Yeah. Putting them to work in the mines.
International rights advocates filed a federal class action against the five companies in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, where the group is based. Complainant says that the firms are knowingly benefiting from and aiding and abetting the cruel and brutal use of young children to mine cobalt in extremely dangerous conditions. Now, I wonder if they went and asked these kids, would you like us to start a case for you? I mean, obviously, if you said to the kids, we can get you some money, they'd say, sure. But what if their parents are making them work in the mines? What are you going to do then?
What if they aren't?
No, but if the parents are you going to stop them? Like, who are you to get in the way of a parent and a child and the fact that this kid has to pay its way because the parents are sick of paying for it? Who are you? Some activist in Washington, D.C.
And then what if they aren't?
If I had my child working hard in a mine.
There we go.
Bringing home some bacon.
I know.
There we go.
And you got in the way, and you and your annoying human rights bullshit got in the way.
Oh, hey!
Of
did
me.
You just call human rights bullshit?
Yeah, I did. And I wanted to make some money out of my child because it's cost me nothing but cash and pain and sorrows.
Tiger Woods' dad.
And this is obviously hypothetical.
Sure, because I don't have a kid, so you can't get cross with me, you see.
Well, Tiger Woods' dad put him to work. Macaulay Culkin's parents put them to work.
Damn
Michael
right.
Jackson's parents.
They did it five
not
times.
Working in
they did it with all their
a
children.
Mine.
It's childhood.
Mein Schmein.
Mein Schmein.
As the Germans say.
I cried just getting a paper cut. Imagine working in a mine.
Mine schmines. Yeah, stop being such a pussy.
Oh, goodbye. Miss me kindly.
Mine schmine. Anyway, so they've got these kids working in the cobalt mines. A whole bunch of do-gooders in Washington, D.C. want to sue. But you know what? The money, if they do sue these companies, they never get to those kids in the cobalt mines.
It's how do go these to, people find out about this from know. Their Washington homes?
I don't know, but they're activists, and activists are a pain in the fucking ass. I saw a guy on TV last night. I watched a bit of TV, believe it or not. He's from the Competition Commission or something. They're trying to nail a bunch of banks for trading on the rand, okay? Which is irritating, but it's legal. So they say, no, well, the problem is that the jurisdiction of New York applies to these banks because the transactions were done in New York. So this guy, who's obviously only used to taking money other people have made because he's working in some government department like the Competition Commission, he's like, no, we are going to go after them in New York. You're like, why don't you go out and do something where you make money for yourself, where you are responsible for yourself instead of trying to take other people's hard-earned money? Because those banks are not funded by secret Illuminati interests. People who've worked hard and saved money or made money have put that money into these banks, and the bank's job is to make more of that money. Now, you want a piece of that. You're not involved in the action here. Now, same with these activists in Washington. They're getting involved. Bunch of cobalt mining kids who are perfectly happy to earn a good living.
No, cobalt mine. No, I don't think that's the case.
These people want to get involved.
Don't think that's the case. But unpopular opinion, let's wait and see how many people actually speak out against these causes they affect Google. Yeah.
If your phone suddenly Apple, gets 75% more expensive, let's see how much you care.
I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, see Greta Thunberg.
See followed her? You?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
She didn't follow me, please. All right. U.S. President Donald Trump. Apparently, Democrats and Republicans closed ranks Tuesday, a day ahead of the expected impeachment. Now, I don't know why everybody, and this comes from CNN, I don't know how they can say this, because there is no impeachment. They're going to try to impeach him in the House, and then it has to go to trial in the Senate. This is a pointless exercise. It does nothing.
He's not fazed either.
No, he played golf during the impeachment hearings. He's not interested. No one should be interested in this. It is absolute hot air and bullshit. And if you think it's a real thing, you need to get out of fairyland.
He's not getting impeached, Gareth.
No, he's not. Trump sang his own praises on Twitter, citing the economy's strength and trade negotiation successes, even as he faced becoming only the third president ever with the impeachment stain on his record. Fourth, technically. Jackson, Nixon, and Clinton were the three.
All the ins.
And remember, Clinton was impeached in the House. And guess what? Got to the Senate, and they didn't manage to impeach him. So what? It was a nonsense exercise.
Yeah.
Absolute waste of time. This is ridiculous. You know what this is? The Democrats know they can't win next year's election, so they're trying this. This is their strategy. We'll win by getting Trump impeached. We'll create a whole bunch of bad publicity around. It's just so goddamn childish. Drives me to drink. Okay, a couple of messages. My 13-year-old daughter is available to work in the mine anywhere in the world. I love this. This is such... What a good mother you are. Thank you, Anushka. I caught her and her friend with a cigarette this past weekend. I don't smoke. My husband doesn't smoke. It's over. She does not belong to me anymore. She belongs to the mines. Anushka, you're a good mother. You do that. You put her to work. Joe Jackson looks like he could run a good mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Joseph Jackson could run an awesome mine.
Oh my.
He's on the line right now. He's on the line from his hotel room in Brazil where he's with a hooker right at the moment. Now, Mr. Jackson, go ahead.
Hello, I just want to tell you, if I had to run a mine, everybody would be working. They'd have their asses up and down their mine the whole time pulling that cobalt or whatever the hell it is out of there cheaper than ever. I'd be making cell phones. I'd be doing all the things. I'd be bending over backwards for Apple, for Google, for Tesla. Whoever wants some cobalt, I got these kids that got small hands. They can get into tight spaces and get down in those deep mines.
Leanne, do you care to talk to Mr. Jackson?
No.
Yeah, what you want to know, bitch?
Are they using tiny wheelbarrows with broken wheels?
I am a grieving father. How can you ask me that? My son Michael died a couple years ago, and I have started Blu-ray Records, which you can find out more about by going to BluRayRecords.com.
Oh, my word. Can you remember that?
He went on TV on the day Michael died, and he was like plugging his record business.
He didn't. There wasn't even a smooth transition.
No, he didn't give a shit.
He wasn't a smooth criminal.
No, I see what I love there. It.
Wait, yes. But Mr. Jackson is calling us from heaven, remember?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
What do you think? He went to hell.
He sadly departed.
Yes, but Sia, departed but not gone forever.
What are you saying?
His spirit lingers on.
His impact in minds lingers on, clearly.
So that message comes from Wendell, who's quite right. Joe Jackson would run a great mine. Maybe some cameras to watch the cobalt kids to make sure that productivity is...
It just made me think of those those cameras where you can watch...
We need to put cameras up so that we can watch if they're being productive.
Those cameras where you can watch like a litter of kittens grow up or nests, birds' nests, eggs hatching.
Yes.
Leanne, is this one of the random YouTube channels you're subscribed to?
Oh, I've been watching those for a long time. Lioness so is giving birth.
Mm.
I worry sometimes.
Come on, this is good stuff. Tell you what. I woke up to this BBC notification. This is a message that we've got now from Bitleng. That Australia endured the hottest day on record. It was 40.9 degrees in Australia. White Gogo's going on and on about how hot it was. Bitches, I have friends with albinism in Musina, where 40 degrees is the norm. In the Popo summer, Futsal can come borrow my urine sunscreen. We have such kind, empathetic people listening to us.
You know what?
This is the real underbelly of humanity. It's not that shit that you see on ENCA or you hear on Joanne Joseph's show on 702. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about your pain. Nobody cares. Look at our audience. They're like, put cameras on those kids in the mine so we can keep up the productivity.
I need this December
Anushka's
break. Anushka's
sending her child off to the mines. No. People asking Joseph Jackson to run it. I love it.
I need this December break to restore faith in humanity. Hearing things like this.
I love our audience. God, I love you guys. You're just the best. Sean saying, Trump is leading all the Dem candidates in a poll that came out yesterday. Yeah, that's right. He's killing at the moment. He says, my poll numbers is through the roof. They're amazing. I've got the best poll numbers anybody's ever had. Just terrific. And we're fundraising through the roof. That's what he said. God, he's such a douchebag. But I you can't help. You know, if it's between him and those crazy people in the Democratic Party. First of all, Joe Biden, who's just, he's senile. There's no other way to put it.
The hairy legs.
So hairy legs that he's talking about with children in the pools and nobody knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He's senile. Crazy Joe.
And then
we got Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. She's still running around. She made some video that, I don't know if it was made a long time ago, but I only saw it this week. Where she's standing in her kitchen. She's trying to look cool. She's making it the little YouTube.
Oh, no, relatable.
Where she gets,
she's
related,
at the kitchen,
it.
Then relatable. She's one of the people.
I'm just going to get my husband a beer. Or I'm going to have a beer myself. And she goes to the fridge and she like cracks a beer. She's this old lady who's been in academia her whole life. I don't believe for a second she has a beer. What a lot of crap.
The same way you didn't believe she had any Indian heritage.
She's such a fake. Everything about her is so goddamned fake. It's just outrageous. And no wonder Trump is destroying these people at the polls. Here's a bit of a comment on us.
Okay.
You people are all single because, not because you have to get up at 4 a.m, but because you're all misfits, just like the rest of your listeners.
What did Steve Jobs what did Steve Jobs say about square pegs and round holes? And wasn't that a good thing? Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Well, It is what it is. We'll own it.
Well, talking about Trump, though, I've always been a fan of the First Lady, just simply because I knew...
Melania?
Yes. Yeah, I always knew what to expect from her.
Just because she's fashionable and put together. That's the only reason why.
So, Leanne, while you were stuck watching lionesses giving birth, I easily watched it at least like 5 times over the weekend. Her decorating the White House.
God, she's great.
Goodness, and she's gorgeous, man.
She's a beautiful woman.
Let's give her that.
Absolutely. I'm with Sia.
And I know she has no time to be decorating the White House. She probably hired like 40,000 people to do that, but she was strutting her way through the White House.
I'm a little bit concerned about her IQ.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure it's right. It's all the way up there.
You know,
so we can...
She's such a sexist.
So we're allowed to say she's gorgeous, but we can't say she may have a low IQ.
She doesn't have a low IQ. Where do you get that?
I just feel that way about her.
How many languages does she speak? Like 7?
That's got nothing to do with IQ.
Well, it's not exactly the sign of someone stupid.
Tossed around from orphanage home to orphanage
home. But really, what? No!
Yeah, bitch.
Leanne knows she comes from a good, steady family.
No, she does.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah. No, she does.
Yeah, bitch.
No, but really, what makes you concerned about her IQ?
Yes.
I would have never.
To be and stay married to Trump.
But you don't... you don't know how much she... Look, maybe grab her by her P word was just what we heard. Yo, Trump maybe is the master of pillar talk.
Oh no, gross.
Yeah, maybe he looks at her and says, you're tremendous.
I think you're Melania, you're tremendous. You're the hottest first lady ever. I love you. I think give me a kiss.
Oh gross.
Oh yeah. Come here. Give me a kiss. Yeah, I know you want to.
Actually, think I'm gonna go.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Melania. Oh yeah, it's great. Mm.
Look, she's a worldly woman. She's lived.
She has lived.
She has experience. She knows what she's doing there. So I think she's fabulous.
All right. So yeah, I'm with you.
Spread some Christmas cheer. Yeah, watch that video.
All these people are like all pro-immigration and open borders. You listen to them attack Melania just because she's Trump's wife.
How dare you?
Hypocrisy.
How dare you?
And she is. How dare you? In the words of our friend Greta Thunberg. All right. Just after 7. Running a little bit late, but we got some good stuff this morning. I'm also going to have my prostate checked for cancer this morning. How exciting. You get to be witness to that. I'm letting you into the doctor's rooms with me. People's faces. They're like, what? CliffCentral.com